USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're going in the right direction, but still elevated. Fewer than 2 million American unemployment claims were filed last week, the lowest weekly total in over 2 months since the pandemic began. About 1.87 million workers filed the first-time claims last week, and that's a 250,000 fewer than the previous week. The total number of people claiming benefits as of last week, just under 30 million, and that was a decrease of about 1 million from the week before, suggesting some people are getting back to work despite the ongoing pandemic. Former President Barack Obama speaking out about the George Floyd protests.
I am urging every mayor in this country to review your use of force policies with members of your community.
And former President Jimmy Carter says people of moral conscience have to stand up and say no to a racially discriminatory police and justice system. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff started coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The public will be able to mourn the death of George Floyd at two services scheduled for later today. An attorney for the family of the man who died while in Minneapolis police custody last week says the Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver a eulogy at the North Central University service in Minneapolis that starts at 1 p.m. local time. And at about the same time, a service will also take place in Brooklyn, New York, where Floyd's brother Terrence resides. Google is getting sued for $5 billion. The suit claims the tech giant has been illegally tracking people's internet use while they're in private browsing mode, a potentially major privacy violation. The complaint was filed in a California federal court saying Google tracks people's internet use and what they look up online through several different methods, even if consent is not given. Wall Street slightly higher so far, with the Dow Jones up about 77 points. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A high-profile GOP lawmaker says protests are one thing, but looting and riots are not, as USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
As protests continue across the country after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, many people, including senators, are calling for peaceful protests as opposed to some of the violence and looting that we saw over the weekend. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says protesting is okay, but looting and violence are not.
Every American has a right to speak and to peaceably express your freedom of speech. What you don't have a right to do is engage in violent rioting. What you don't have a right to do is loot. What you don't have a right to do is light police cars on fire and attack your fellow citizens. And we need law enforcement to be unequivocal that if you do that, you will be arrested, you will be prosecuted, and you will spend a very long time in jail. And we also need systematic law enforcement targeting Antifa and other terrorist groups that are organizing, that are providing assistance. This is a terrorist assault on our country, and rioting cannot be tolerated. It needs to end, and it needs to end now.
And Walmart is taking firearms off the sales floors in some of its stores as protests over George Floyd's death lead to looting in some places. The company saying yesterday that guns will still be sold in those stores, but they're being kept in secure rooms until further notice. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.